Bakenlach, that's Leon Chrop on Nova 103.5. So right now, I have a gentleman in the studio with me who seems to enjoy, well, I don't know if he's got a sort of step counter on and has a challenge of getting his daily steps in, but I don't think it's too much of a challenge. So we're talking to Brian Stupek. He's busy walking originally from Cape to Cairo. We'll touch on that just now. But he is currently in Windhoek and doing some extra walking, I believe, in Windhoek, joining the Wednesday social crew last night out in the Avis Hills. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's quickly touch on, I mean, you've walked so far Cape Town to Windhoek. That's what, 1,400, 1,500 kilometers or so. What have been the highlights and the, let's say, low points of the journey so far?
So the highlights have been obviously the people, how welcoming people have been, especially here in Namibia. I've been amazed, you know, as I've been getting long stretches on the road. You go from like Noordover to Ketmans, mm-hmm. where all you have is Grunau in the middle, you know.
And long straight roads.
Yes. And people driving by and seeing me, dropping me off water, Powerade or Biltong or anything. And it's been nice. It's been very welcoming. It's been more than expected.
Mm.
And then the low point is, it's a bit of a long story, but the short version is when I was in South Africa, it gets cold at night,
mm-hmm.
and I walked too late into the night, and I got hypothermia one night.
Ooh, sherbet.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask, what are the sort of average distances then a day?
You usually do about 40. So I'll start walking at sunup, and I'll stop at sundown. Sometimes I go 50 or 55, and we'll go from 8 a.m. to midnight.
Okay, wow.
Those are the camping days, though, when we can't find lodging.
All right, so I was going to ask, is it completely self-supported? Do you sleep on the side of the road, or are you sort of finding places to stop at?
Both. So about 50% of the time, we can't. It's me and a filmmaker who rides behind me on a bicycle, and 50% of the time, we can't find any place, or there's nothing, and we just camp on the side of the road. Sometimes we stay in lodges or guest houses if they're available. Other times we stay with locals.
Mm, okay. How many pairs of shoes have you gone through so far?
I actually just this one.
Okay.
But I'm going to, today actually, I'm going to the mall and I'm going to try to get some new ones because okay. they're completely destroyed.
So yeah, if we're looking then, one pair of shoes, 1,400, 1,500 Ks, how many do you think you're going to go through?
Probably about 8 or 9 pairs.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay, and that's obviously reliant on being able to find shoes in all the different places that you're going to. You know, so far you've had South Africa and Namibia, which are often billed as sort of the Africa for beginners,
yeah.
Africa light.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what I've been told.
Things do start changing a little bit. What is your route actually? The website says Cape to Cairo, but on your Insta it's now Cape to Tunisia. So talk us through the change and then just talk us through where the route takes you from here.
Okay, so when I first planned this trip a few years ago, it was Cape to Cairo, and it's until when I started it a couple months ago. But the Sudan situation mm-hmm. was going to make it impossible for me to cross, and I didn't want to have to walk to a certain country, then fly over one, mm-hmm. and then walk again. And plus, I lived in Egypt for a little bit, and even if I had to fly over Sudan to Egypt, they don't like large gatherings. They don't allow them to happen, and they don't like filming.
Mm.
So that's like how I wanted to celebrate, with film with a large gathering. So it would have been an anticlimactic finish. So I figured I'd stay west. We'd hit more countries. We'd be able to make more of an impact on mental health. And my next country is Angola.
Okay. So you're heading straight up from Windhoek. You follow the B1 up into Angola.
Yes.
Then from Angola...
Angola is going to go to Congo.
Okay.
And then from there to Gabon and then Nigeria. Then we're going to hang west and stay along the coast.
Okay.
So like Sierra Leone and...
All right, so you're doing this sort of along the coast version now that Russ did on the run.
Yes.
Obviously, yours is just going to take a little bit longer than Russ's.
Yeah. Walking's not quite as fast.
Yeah, but at the same time, walking, you might pick up fewer injuries.
Yeah, most of my injuries are surface related, so it's like I'll get some blisters.
Okay.
And that's about it. And then I'll be sore, but I won't have, I'm not going to like when I run, for example, I get really bad knees.
Okay.
And so.
Yeah. Well, talking about surface and things that are sort of deeper and under the surface, go through why you're doing this, talk us through the mental health aspect of the walk.
So short version is I'm bipolar. And walking has been key for me to kind of recover from my mood swings, mm-hmm. essentially. So when I've been up, it's kind of calmed me down. And when I've been down, it's brought me up.
Mm.
So obviously that was pre-medication. And I didn't realize I was bipolar till I was 27 years old. So walking's been important for me, but also I wanted to use that to shed a light on a lot of places, because I know it's one of the most underdiagnosed things.
Mm.
And so if I can do this and show people in parts of the world where diagnosis options aren't that readily available and treatment options are more extreme, like locking you in a room or giving you just like way too much meds to zombify you, then, you know, it was to create awareness that people can look at it and be like, oh, no, I can do anything. I'm bipolar, you know, or okay. I have paranoid schizophrenia, or I have depression or anxiety, you know, because most people are going through stuff.
So does this include then talks, presentations, things at schools, community centers?
Yeah. So just yesterday I went to university in Namibia and I gave a lecture. I've done a couple radio and TV spots where I've kind of talked about it. But yeah, and then just like groundwork, you know, conversations with locals. There have been people who I've talked to and be like, well, I don't really believe mental health is a thing. I was like, oh, do you believe in air? You know, so just trying to create a small change and hopefully it ripples.
Okay. And obviously a lot of that is through social media as well. For people who want to follow along, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram and TikTok. It's Brian Stupek, BrianStupek. And that's, we post videos daily when we can get service. And then for the most part, yeah, we just keep them churning out and we'll continue to do it. I'm in Windhoek until Monday, so I'm exploring Windhoek for a lot of these videos now, but I'll be back on the road posting walking videos on Monday.
Okay, well, all the best, and we'll definitely follow along as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brian.